Welcome to Safety School, where we crunch down health, safety and environment learning into simple bite-sized snippets that you can use for your business or your career, helping you improve your knowledge, boost your performance and maybe even providing some inspiration. Let's get started. In this one, we're going to have more of a thought for the day rather than a piece of learning related to health, safety and environment per se, but it certainly has its context and hopefully will be helpful to you. So what is it we're looking at? We're talking about developing a bias towards action, and that is both from a personal point of view and within your business. So what is a bias towards action, I suppose, is the first thing we need to tackle here. And really, it is what it says on the tin. It's about promoting action-oriented behavior rather than discussion-based work. So in other words, less meetings and debate and discussion and more prototyping, testing and actually doing things. So if you want to take that and put it in the context of health, safety and environment, what does that mean and how can we contextualize it? Well, we often develop a culture of inaction when it comes to HSE, and often this is actually propagated by fear is one reason, but also by our systems, by our management systems, reporting systems, and so on, and just general bureaucracy within the corporate environment. People, unfortunately, as a result of this, in my experience, begin to believe that the reporting is the only action that they need to take to get a result. But do you really think that's the best outcome? I certainly don't, and this is something that I learned myself and wasn't happy with during my own experiences when managing health and safety within a corporate environment. So the message for me is really that you have to be very conscious and careful that what systems you're putting in place aren't fundamentally allowing people to take action in a way that isn't actually effective. And it's fundamentally critical to ensure that you develop a culture where your workforce is adopting an attitude of being proactive and addressing risk at source, if it's safe to do so, of course, and then emphasizing the reporting aspect of it afterwards. So it helps to provide context to them, of course, as to why both of those are important within your business. And evidently, this bias towards action applies to many aspects of how you would manage health, safety, or environment in your business. Things like accident investigation, developing or increasing levels of training, for example, or your continuous improvement efforts. You know, everything is really based on, in terms of effectiveness, how action-oriented you are. So that's really the crux of it for this message, this thought for the day on this Monday, is just to think about how action-oriented your systems and your people are currently, and can you improve that? And hopefully you can use this podcast as an instigator, as a motivator to start a discussion and help you improve and encourage everyone to step up to the plate and take responsibility for health, safety and environment collectively. And just before I go, I'm going to leave you with a couple of thoughts on a bias towards action from none other than Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, of course. A couple of things that he touched on in one of his communications based around taking action. And they were, first of all, that most decisions are reversible. And in the context of HSE, you know, sometimes we're at odds with ourselves to actually try something out. And the reality is that you can change course most of the time without too much pain. So the message here would just be, don't overthink things too much, especially, you know, if it's a small decision and a small change. The second thing is that you should make decisions earlier than when you think you should make them. So if you have, Jeff Bezos says, 70% of the information you wish you had, then that's the time to make a decision. In the context of HSE, again, sometimes we become paralyzed and analyze everything to the nth degree because of uncertainty or fear that, you know, an accident may be caused as a result of changes and so on. But usually we do have enough information to go on to justify our gut, to justify our decisions based on the evidence that we already have. So, you know, move forward, be prepared to feel. Often that is much better than doing nothing at all. We have to let go of that fear and stop being such perfectionists. So hopefully that thought helps you this week. And after listening to this, hopefully you'll go out and make more decisions as you move forward. Thanks for joining us for this one. See you soon.
That's it for this episode of Safety School. We hope this was helpful. If so, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. And remember, for more health, safety, and environment help, you can visit us at safety.com. Until next time, take care.